USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
At least 5 dead and widespread destruction from Florence, now a tropical storm grinding slowly and violently across the Carolinas. In Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, Emergency Management Director Bruce Arnell warns people there to stay put.
We encourage everybody to stay where they are in shelters if that's the case. You know, we're faring pretty good. We're not getting a lot of structural damage in Myrtle Beach. And again, more concerned right now with the riverine flooding cutting off access into our city in the days to come.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says his predecessor, John Kerry, is actively undermining U.S. policy in Iran.
Actively undermining U.S. policy as a former Secretary of State is literally unheard of.
Pompeo says Kerry and other former Obama administration officials are advising Iranian diplomats to wait out the Trump administration to salvage the Iran nuclear deal. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Ugh, you guys, I am so ready for the beach.
I'm not.
What? The trip is coming up soon.
Yeah, my beach body is nowhere close to where I want it to be.
Same here. I've got to lose some weight before we go.
Plus, I know you're going to want to post pictures from the trip all over Facebook.
Well, why don't you guys try Calitrin?
Calitrin? That sounds really familiar.
It's super easy to take, and it's even healthy for you. You just take it at bedtime, and it does all the work for you.
You're joking.
No, I'm not joking, and you're going to feel good taking it.
So I got the Calitrin. And I got into pants that I had not been into in a year and a half. It also took my hot flashes away.
Hey, this is Jack, and I've been using Calitrin. I used to go to the chiropractor at least once a week. The Calitrin has definitely helped me, and I definitely recommend it to anybody.
This is Lynn. I've been on Calitrin, and I love it, and I've lost 45 pounds.
So where can I get Calitrin?
You can go to their website at toploss.com, or you can call them at 833-TOP-LOSS.
Paul Manafort, President Trump's former campaign chairman, pleads guilty Friday to federal conspiracy charges and agrees to cooperate in special counsel Robert Mueller's investigation of Russian interference in the 2016 presidential race. It's a stunning about-face for the former Trump deputy. But Democratic House Intelligence Committee ranking member Adam Schiff tells CNN,
"This is someone who's been in a joint defense agreement with Trump, someone who still, I believe, wants a pardon, and someone who's admitted to basically witness tampering and obstructing justice. So the extent to which he's going to be willing to cooperate, we'll have to wait and see."
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo giving a stern warning to any government that tries to interfere in U.S. elections. Friday's warning comes after President Trump's executive order from earlier this week, which paves the way for the White House to impose sanctions on any foreign actors that try to interfere in U.S. elections. Among older Americans, the poorest are the most likely to have used prescription opioids. That according to a University of Buffalo study, providing some new insights into unexplored contours of the opioid crisis. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Paul Manafort, President Trump's former campaign manager, pleading guilty and will cooperate with the Justice Department in connection with Robert Mueller's Russia investigation. The prosecutor in the Washington, D.C. court saying Manafort has already been giving information to the DOJ. A retiring bishop under investigation. Details now from USA Radio's Rick Vincent.
The Vatican is once again dealing with allegations of sexual abuse. Pope Francis accepted the resignation of West Virginia Bishop Michael Bransfield. New York Cardinal Timothy Dolan says he understands how the public feels about these stories.
I mean, it's been a disaster, one crisis after another. I hear them express very eloquently frustration, bewilderment, anger, confusion. And you just asked me my sentiments. I say to them, thanks for telling me. Nice to meet you. I'm feeling the same way because I get angry as well.
Pope Francis accepted Bransfield's resignation and authorized an investigation into allegations he sexually harassed adults. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
I just called Governor Cuomo. And I congratulated him on his victory.
In New York, former Sex and the City star Cynthia Nixon loses in the Democratic primary to Governor Andrew Cuomo.
And when others were underestimating us, he did not. And he spent accordingly.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.